From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
We got some confidence?
Yeah, we have. Hey, just quickly, those tech investors out there are going to be comforted to see the NASDAQ up almost 500 points this morning. Tesla's back. Tesla's back.
Are they?
Good car sales data out of China. Anyway, yes. No. Unfortunately, we haven't. ANZ Business Confidence Data. This is for March, so it's the preliminary read, so we don't have the full details yet. They come out in the full release later in the month. But headline comments, Mike, bit of a mixed bag here. Maybe a little bit gloomier than some of the more recent economic data was sort of suggesting. So the question coming into this survey, Mike, was what effect was going back up the alert levels in the case of Auckland region into level three? What effect was that going to have on confidence? Now, intuitively, you would have expected a dip. I mean, that seems like the reasonably predictable outcome. And to a degree, that was what was delivered through the data. So headline business confidence down 7 points, now flat at zero. So confidence fell. Now, business expectations for their own activity, which has good correlation with wider economic growth, also fell from 21.3 to 17.4. So as a general comment, Mike, sort of like with most of these sort of, I suppose, forward-looking indicators with high-frequency data, you need to see a trend. So we don't want to freak out now over this result. But it is a bit of a wake-up call because, after all, we had been sort of socialising the theme of economy that was doing better generally than expected. It's certainly not been derailed, but this is a reality check, and that these moves up and down the alert levels do have an impact. So we know the numbers and the output from tourism is going to be a drag as we get the full effect of the lost summer of tourism. That becomes more apparent. So we wait to see how that impacts on these confidence numbers as well. A couple of more notable points from within the data. ANZ refers to the construction sector taking a bit of a hit in their early results. Not enough granularity yet to understand the significance of that. Inflation expectations now running at 1.95%. Mike, what is that? That is very close to the midpoint of the RBE 1 to 3, so very close. And cost pressures are rising. 49% of firms planning on raising prices. So look, it's one number. Let's see what happens as we come out of the alert levels to confidence.
Okay, what about manufacturing? Are we making anything?
Yeah, we are actually. This is looking backwards. So forward-looking indicators start with backward-looking indicator here, rear vision mirror stuff. So Stats New Zealand giving us, this is the quarter four manufacturing survey. Stats New Zealand giving us a bit of an insight into how manufacturing looked at the end of 2020. Good to see the health of the manufacturing sector here, though, Mike. Volumes and values. We have volumes and you have values on in the manufacturing data. If the prices go up, you don't need as much volume. Now, what happened here? Volumes were up slightly in the December quarter, a mild increase, but an increase nonetheless. Sales were more buoyant. And if I look at these in raw terms, manufacturing sales in the fourth quarter of 2020 were actually higher than in the fourth quarter of 2019. So it gives you a feeling for that recovery over 2020. Good rise in construction sales. That's part of the manufacturing data that's driven by home building. And that's not unexpected to see that.
Let's go for the trifecta, the trachometer.
The trachometer, love this. So two indices here. This is the ANZ trachometer, light traffic index. That's about the movement of people. Heavy traffic index, movement of goods. Light traffic tends to be a leading indicator. Heavy traffic, more of a real-time indicator. Both increased. Light up 1% in January, heavy up 2%. Good numbers.
Good stuff. What are the other numbers?
Right, Dow Jones, 32,133, up 329 points, a 1% gain there at the moment. The S&P 500, they're doing even better, a 1.9% gain at the moment, 3,894, up 72 points. And the NASDAQ got a rocket under it, up 3.71%, 470 points or so, 13,075. So a little bit of volatility there. FTSE 100, 673, up 11. The Nikkei, 29,027, up about 1%. Shanghai Composite lost 62 points yesterday, actually, 3,359. The ASX 200 gained 32 points yesterday, 6,771. And our local market gained 60 points, 12,145. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger against the US than we were yesterday morning, 0.7154, 0.9291 Aussie, 0.6018 euro, 0.5152 pounds, 77.72 Japanese yen. Gold has resurged back through $1,716. Brent crude, stable, $67.68.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.